I don't know if you work there.
But I have to. Yeah, I know about it. You ready?
Huh? So he said, get the chicken.
He saw that my brother Robert couldn't catch the chicken, so he said, Junior, get that chicken. I'll be goddamn, I tried to get the chicken, and I couldn't get it neither. The chicken just got away from me, too. And I knew that, you know, I was supposed to get that chicken. I wanted to get it, but shit, you know, that chicken was pecking at you, and if you grab it, it pecked you, and, you know, well, you see, in other words, we're from the city, and we couldn't just grab that chicken. Like, he could tell his children, you know, to grab. He could tell one of his little nephews or one of his little grandchildren to grab it, and they would grab it because, you know, they could grab it. See, they're from the country. They could do it, you see, but we were from the city. And that was our first time out there, and he's telling us to grab a chicken.
Where did he live?
Greensburg, Louisiana, Independence. Independence, Louisiana. As a matter of fact, we were talking about where they grow one of those sub-house things. You know, there's a big, big, beautiful place that they have one of those things. And it's, you know, our cat invented it. It was on the news. Did you see it? Anyway, going back to the chicken. After my grandfather saw I couldn't get the chicken, he went and got the chicken. And don't get me wrong, the chicken tried to get away from him too, but it didn't.
What did he do?
He just swooped down and grabbed that chicken and just chopped his neck off. We said, woo! He just whoop, whoop, and that was, chopped the neck off, picked it up, reached down, grabbed it, picked it up, chopped the neck off, and that was it. Walked him and went about his business. Later on, we ate that same chicken. And I said, this is that chicken, it tastes some good. I said, that was good. I said to myself, that's a good tasting chicken. You know, that chicken tasted good, you know. But,
When you go out to the farm, what you see out there? Like, what kind of farm did your grandfather have?
Well, they grow things on his farm, like beans and all different types of beans and berries and different things. Growed everything.
Alright. Except what they grew.
I couldn't tell you because I was very young. But he used to bring what he growed right here in the French Quarter. They call it the French Market. And he would sell. These things that he grew, and he would sell them at the French Market.
What's the French Market that's down there
with
it? Yeah.
Right there.
You ever been anyplace else? You know of any other places? You ever traveled?
Have I been out of New Orleans? Unfortunately, I haven't. I'm looking forward in the future of going to California. I have relatives in California. I have a very dear lady who we have a very unique relationship. She's my godmother. And, you know, this woman, we really have a really unique relationship as far as our godparents go. We're more than that between us. And she's been trying to get me to come to California for the longest, and I haven't really ever made up my mind. But I think that once I go on my vacation, I think I'm going, when my vacation comes up, if I'm here and everything's the same, I'm going to California. Yeah. I can do whatever I want to do. It's nothing wrong in believing in your dream. You got to reach for it, though. You see, you can't sit on your ass. It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong in believing in your dream.
Yeah, when you go to the ballpark,
yeah,
you might get heat. Say, when you go to see